Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Wednesday, October 30th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: where the Fed stands in the easing cycle, GDP expected to show a slowdown, and big earnings on tap. Leading today's news: monetary policy will be front and center for investors today, and futures are trading sideways after failing to make any major moves on Tuesday before the big Fed decision. While divisions remain on the FOMC about the need to lower borrowing costs further, the committee is expected to cut interest for the third time this year to a new range of between 1.5% and 1.75%, while signaling that it is done for now. Watch for Jerome Powell's presser to see if he takes a page from the Greenspan playbook. His mentor cut rates three times in the mid-cycle adjustments in 1995 through 1996, and again in 1998 to counter economic risks. In other news, the central bank's rate decision will come hours after the release of U.S. Q3 GDP data, which is forecast to show a further slowdown due to slowing business investment and recent weakness in retail sales. Economists are estimating GDP increased at a 1.6 annualized pace in the July to September period, down from a 2% expansion in the second quarter. This morning's ADP private sector payroll is also expected to show job growth of just 100,000, according to Dow Jones, but traders may hold their reaction to the numbers as they wait to see what the Fed is going to do. Apple's earnings results today will provide some early insight into how Apple's new iPhones are selling, as investors watch the tech giant's forecast for its all-important holiday season. Facebook is expected to post a rise in Q3 revenue amid a steady rise in advertising despite concerns that cloud its privacy and data protection standards. Reporting earnings early this morning, GE shares jumped 6.5% pre-market after an earnings beat and raising its 2019 cash flow forecast. A sweeping overhaul failed to arrest a slump at Deutsche Bank in Q3, with the lender reporting its second consecutive quarterly loss of €832 million as it exits businesses and absorbs restructuring costs. Declines were also seen in one area of traditional strength, fixed income trading, while a €1 billion pre-tax loss was taken at its capital release unit, an entity that is selling or winding down various divisions. Better news was seen at Credit Suisse, which posted robust profits for Q3, as well as Standard Chartered, which was helped by rising income from corporate and private banking clients. Deutsche Bank is down 5.3% pre-market. Beyond Meat shares plunged a staggering 22% on Tuesday after the company warned on a post-earnings conference call that discounting could be dialed up as competition in alternative protein heats up. "We do anticipate we'll be doing more promotion through trade and discounts going into the future," noted Executive Chair Seth Goldman. Volume spike? More than 28 million shares swapped hands, representing nearly 50% of all BYND shares outstanding, as the expiration of the IPO share lockup further weighed on the stock. AT&T played it safe with its new streaming service HBO Max by selling it for $14.99 a month, the same price it currently offers for HBO, and making it free for current HBO customers. That compares with Netflix's standard $12.99 plan, and pricing for Disney Plus, $6.99, Apple's TV Plus, $4.99. HBO Max, which will launch next May, will offer HBO programs, hit shows, and movies from the Warner Brothers library, as well as new content from prolific TV producer Greg Berlanti and actress-producer Mindy Kaling. Samsung unveiled its One UI 2 phone at its annual developer conference in San Jose on Tuesday, racing ahead in foldable devices after it launched its first model in September. A short demo showed a user recording video in full screen at one moment and creating a split view with more extensive controls when bending the device 90 degrees. Despite a lot of screen issues with the Galaxy Fold, it's clear Samsung isn't ready to give up on foldable display technology as it battles Apple and Huawei in an increasingly saturated market. Shares already rose 7.6% yesterday on reports of the news, but Fiat Chrysler has confirmed talks with PSA Group on a possible business combination. If successful, The merger would give its French rival access to the U.S. market for the first time in decades, and give Fiat a partner to survive major technological shifts in the industry. The Italian-American carmaker's planned tie-up with Renault was scrapped earlier this year after it failed to win the full backing of the French government. With over 5.1 million electric cars on the roads globally, or 0.6% of the passenger car stock worldwide, GM is doubling down on production of clean energy vehicles. In fact, the Detroit automaker expects to spend more on developing and selling EVs than gasoline-powered cars over the next 5 years, CEO Mary Barra told analysts on a conference call. Concerns about employment levels, due to EVs making up a larger share of the market, were also expressed in the recent strike by the UAW union, which just ratified a new 4-year labor deal after costing GM $3 billion in lost earnings. Facing production delays at its newly expanded plant in Hamburg, Germany, Airbus is having a hard time capitalizing on the grounding of Boeing 737 MAX. The French plane maker now expects to deliver 860 commercial aircraft this year, a company record, though that is down from a previous estimate of 880 to 890, while it cut its free cash flow guidance to €3 billion for 2019, from as much as €4 billion earlier. Despite the cuts, Airbus is still on track to overtake Boeing as the world's largest aircraft manufacturer, handing over 571 planes to customers in the first 9 months of the year, compared with 301 for Boeing. The UK appears headed to a December general election after opposition Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn dropped his objections to an early election, saying he's now satisfied that a no-deal Brexit is off the table. Prime Minister Boris Johnson hopes that an early vote will break the legislative stalemate by securing a clear majority to pass his Brexit plans. The last national vote in 2017 ended in a hung parliament, making it difficult for the government to pass legislation. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures are all set to open flat, with crude oil slightly down and gold slightly up. On today's economic calendar, the ADP jobs report is out at 8:15 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate it and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to seekingalpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.